Hey there, soul seekers. Laura Bennett here, your guide through the tangled web of emotions and sometimes sticky situations that come with being human. Today we're diving deep into a topic that can be as uncomfortable as stepping on a Lego barefoot, setting healthy boundaries in relationships. Yep, I said it, boundaries. Now I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries doesn't sound like much fun. Trust me, I get it. Sometimes it feels easier to just go with the flow and avoid potential conflict. But here's the thing, healthy boundaries aren't about shutting people out or becoming a cold-hearted robot. They're actually a secret weapon for building stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Think of it like this. Imagine you've got this amazing garden, bursting with vibrant flowers and delicious fruits. You wouldn't let just anyone wander in, trample your plants, or pluck all your produce without permission, right? Boundaries are like the fences and hedges that protect your precious garden, keeping things safe, organized, and allowing it to thrive. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways about setting those healthy boundaries, shall we? Number 1. Know what you want. It might sound obvious, but seriously, take some time to reflect on what feels good for you in different relationships. Think about your needs, your values, and the things that make you feel respected and comfortable. Number 2. Communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. Once you know your boundaries, it's time to share them with others in a clear, direct way. You don't have to be aggressive or confrontational, just honest and assertive. Something like, hey, I really value my alone time, so I need a few hours each evening to recharge. Number 3. Be consistent. This is crucial. Saying no one day and giving in the next creates confusion and weakens your boundaries. Remember, consistency shows others you're serious about what you need. Number 4. It's okay to say no. Seriously, this might be the hardest part for some of us, but saying no when something doesn't align with your values or needs is not selfish, it's self-respect. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Learning to set boundaries takes time and practice. There will be bumps along the way, moments where you feel awkward or unsure. That's totally normal. Just keep practicing, keep communicating, and remember that you deserve to have your needs met. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a lovely, creative soul who often finds herself saying yes to every request, even if it means neglecting her own projects and self-care. She's exhausted, feels overwhelmed, and constantly puts everyone else's needs before her own. One day, she realizes that this pattern is not serving her. She decides to start setting boundaries. She politely declines invitations that drain her energy, prioritizes her own work, and communicates her need for space more clearly. Initially, there are a few awkward moments. Some people might push back or try to guilt-trip her. But Sarah stands firm, remembering that she deserves respect and time for herself. Slowly but surely, things start to shift. She feels less stressed, more fulfilled, and has more energy to dedicate to the things she truly loves. T. Setting boundaries isn't about building walls, it's about creating a strong foundation for healthy, authentic connections. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a whole lot of love for yourself. Remember, you are worthy of respect and your needs matter. So, my friends, what's one small boundary you can start setting today? Maybe it's saying no to that extra task at work, taking some time for a solo walk in nature, or simply communicating your need for quiet time in the evening. Take action now and watch those boundaries blossom into a vibrant garden of self-love and respect. And don't forget to share your experiences. Let's build a community of boundary-setting badasses together. I'll catch you on the flip side with another quickie for your inner child. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.